Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, chatting with Allison Ostrander, Director of Risk Tolerance at Simpler Trading. Now, Allison, I know that a lot of our listeners, especially the more technically traded listeners, enjoy when we dive into some of the charts that have caught your eye. That means we're going to start off with the Amazon chart. We chatted about Amazon about a couple weeks ago. As you said, you saw a setup for a bit of a move higher. We did get that move higher, but really Amazon continues to trade in this range that has been even tighter throughout this year. What's your forecast for an Amazon trade here in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think if Amazon can now hold its weekly support level that it just broke above last week. So, you know, prior to that, we had kind of started to trade in a wedge formation on the weekly chart with the 100 period simple acting as support and the 30 period simple moving average acting as resistance. We finally broke above the 30 last week. So I think if we can maintain it now holding that level as support as we go back down to kind of retest it this week into next week, if we can maintain holding that level, that's a good sign that we'll bounce back up into our next weekly resistance level, which I currently have around 1950. So that's, you know, just a little bit around 100 point move higher from where we're currently trading at.
Now, that could be a pretty strong move for Amazon, though. However, still, even that higher target is not in, let's say, a breakout range or not even the high for this year. What do you see moving into next year, the potential of Amazon maybe on a longer term chart, either breaking out to the upside or breaking down?
Oh, I think that's very possible. On a monthly time frame, we're still very much in a strong bullish trend on Amazon. And if anything, we're just getting signs of consolidation. It just basically taking a breather from being in this bullish trend, I would say, really since about 2009. It's been really nonstop to the upside. So the fact that it's kind of taking a breather after reaching levels of exhaustion back in August, September of last year, shouldn't be too surprising for us to see. And if anything, as long as we can maintain holding these current levels as support, that to me is a good sign that eventually from this consolidation we'll go back to the upside. So I wouldn't be too surprised to maybe see a little bit more consolidation into next year. But ultimately, at least going into the end of next year, potentially if it takes a while, maybe the start of the following year, to start to see a bit more of a bullish trend pick back up on Amazon overall.
So what about kind of a broad comment on these FANG stocks? They did drive markets for a number of years and then also showed some weakness at the tail end of last year. And this year, you look at something like Facebook, that's traded mostly within its range, although it is closer to breaking out to some higher level. Same with some of the other FANG stocks. What do you see as the overall performance of this sector, let's call it?
Well, I'm still cautiously bullish to the upside, technically speaking. A lot of these, like Apple, for example, on the monthly time frame, have started to break above resistance levels once again, which usually indicates going back into a bullish trend. A lot of the monthly time frames are still longer term bullish trends. And what we saw, you know, going into the end of last year was basically just a pullback to support levels, a healthy pullback from levels of exhaustion, to where now we've made room to continue to the upside. And certainly, we do want to be cautious about it being an election year next year, with it being 2020. But typically speaking, just on a broader point view, looking at SPX, with the support levels that we hit last year, the last few times that we've hit this monthly support level, we've usually continued into a bullish trend for the following year or two. So I'm really looking for the markets to continue higher into next year overall, or at least into the next 2 years potentially.
Okay, but you're still taking this cautious approach though, right? This isn't a level where you go all in at, but you also don't want to miss out on some of these gains that, well, investors have experienced for a number of years now.
Absolutely. It's all about keeping your capital risk in line with your personal risk tolerance, as well as what your account's risk tolerance can handle. So I'm all about doing that. And you're right, right now is not the best time to jump in, certainly on a monthly time frame. We're not near our support levels. We're back near the highs again. So certainly if we get another pullback, which is certainly healthy to see, you know, in a rising bias trend, pullbacks to support. Once we get a pullback to support and it starts to hold, I don't mind jumping in to a longer term bullish trade. But right now, I'll be keeping my capital probably a little bit smaller and keeping those profit targets smaller and just take it up on a daily chart until we start to see maybe a healthier pullback on a longer time frame. But right now, there's no sign of that at this point. So just about slowly keeping with the trend as well as keeping my capital in line.
Now, what would a healthy pullback look like to you? Is that 5%? Is that 10%? Do you have a general level that you consider healthy in terms of a pullback?
Yeah, so it depends what time frame you're looking at. On a monthly time frame, I think a pullback down to around 3,000 would still be a healthy pullback. It would still be above the main first support level that I see on that time frame. So I could certainly see, you know, a pullback down to that level. Now, if we're considering more a weekly chart, then I think a pullback to 3150 would certainly be a healthy pullback and still maintain a very strong bullish trend attitude in the market. And on the daily chart today, we've already started to pull back to the first levels of support I would be considering, followed by, I'd say, 3200, 3190. So short term, within, you know, the next week or two, those would be the support levels I would anticipate holding if they can. And then if we start to break those, then just looking at those longer time frames. But right now, it seems like we're holding just the daily support levels. So if that continues to be the case, much like we've seen really the past few weeks, it just means we'll probably just keep seeing those new all-time highs start to form.
Now, do you see more volatility creeping into the markets? Last year, well, 2019, let's say, really was a low volatility year, with some of the drops being shallower in nature as we progress through the year, and a large short position by the speculators in the VIX too. So do you see any of this changing in terms of the volatility picture?
We might see a little bit more pickup in volatility, certainly, you know, around the election, around the results on who might win that. There might be a little bit more volatility before and after that announcement occurs, certainly. But right now, I still think just the overall trend will probably still be to the upside. So we might get those bigger jumps in volatility if we have a stronger day or stronger week of a pullback. But I'm still looking for it to probably maintain itself overall and still just see this trickle higher.
Okay. So again, don't fight the trend, right? And don't fight these markets that do continue to move higher, even though we are in an election year in 2020, which typically does bring in some indecision and some back and forth. You did briefly touch on that, but explain, do you think that the election year next year will have a large impact? Or quite frankly, we've been dealing with political issues for the last 3 years. So why next year would it be even more relevant?
Well, certainly next year could be more relevant because depending on who goes into it, and certainly the quote unquote trade deal that we may or may not come to agreement with on China prior could certainly sway how that agreement goes, and in turn how the market views that agreement overall. So that could certainly depend on who goes into office. From just kind of doing my research on this a while back, I know certainly there is a group of experts in China who are anticipating a Democratic win for this election. And, you know, not being political or anything like that, last time during the last election, they anticipated Trump was going to win. So if they are correct in their statistics and numbers and what they're looking at, they might be more inclined to hold out on making an overall agreement, because if a Democratic leader were to be elected and come in, they might feel the pressure to try and put on a deal a bit more quickly, you know, just to kind of show the Trump administration wasn't able to. Look how quickly we came to an agreement. And in turn, that might actually benefit the Chinese if they're trying to press and get that agreement on the table a little bit more quickly. Whereas if Trump comes back in, he's more likely to stand tall on what he's looking for. And in turn, that might mean China needs to bend a little bit more to try and get some sort of agreement on the table. Because I think, you know, the bottom line is we can agree that it seems like we're coming to a resolution sooner than later, with as long as this back and forth has been around these talks. And so I certainly could see the election being a catalyst for that. So that could cause some volatility within the market. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But from a technical standpoint, that is why I still remain a cautious bull. I think ultimately we will see the markets move higher from the start going into the end of the year. But you know, how much higher, that's kind of debatable with it being an election year.
All right, Allison, we're going to wrap it up there. But interesting comments. Thanks for sharing some of those levels that you're watching too for the S&P. I know a lot of people want to be bearish, but fact of the matter is the trend is still higher for these markets. So let's see how it all plays out next year. Allison, great chatting with you. Everyone, click that link below. Visit the Simpler Trading website to follow along with what Allison is trading. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks.